more than a conqueror. You're a new creation. All things have passed away. Pastor was saying this morning, this is a brand new person. That's who you are. Amen. More than a conqueror. A brand new man. That's who you are. Amen. So my topic this morning is think like God. Think like God. Praise the Lord. So we're going to read a very long passage, and I want us to read it. Ephesians 4, 17 to 25. Ephesians 4, 17 to 25. We'll read together. So this I say and solemnly testify. Read with me. In the name of the Lord, as in his presence, that you must no longer... You don't have it? Okay, keep reading. Actually. That you must no longer live as the heathen, the Gentiles do in their passing, in the folly, vanity, and emptiness of their souls, and the futility of their minds. Understanding is darkened, and their reasoning is clouded. They are alienated and self-banished from the life of God with no share in it. This is because of the willful ignorance and spiritual blindness that is deep-seated within them because of the hardness and insensitivity of their hearts. Why are you not reading? And they, the ungodly, in their spiritual apathy, having become callous and unfeeling, have given themselves over as prey to unbridled sensuality, eagerly craving the practice of every kind of impurity that their desires may demand. But you did not learn Christ in this way. In fact, you have rarely heard him, if you have rarely heard him and have been taught by him, just as truth is in Jesus, revealed in his life and personified in him, that regarding your previous way of life, you put off your old self, completely discard your former nature, which is being corrupted through deceitful desires. 23. And be continually renewed in the spirit of your mind, having a fresh, untarnished mental and spiritual attitude, and put on the new self, the regenerated and renewed nature, created in God's image, God-like in the righteousness and holiness of the truth, living in a way that expresses to God your gratitude for your salvation. You see what I was thinking? Expressing to God your gratitude for your salvation. Praise the Lord. Pastor was saying this morning that he said, don't deal. Everything is done, given to us. Just God has done everything for us. Praise the Lord. He was saying this, all you have to do is to do what? Thank him. Receive it. Receive it. And as we go down, you understand why I was dancing. Praise the Lord. You should dance. This brand new man, this new creation, this more than a conqueror person. Praise the Lord. So where we just read, I'm going to just leave it there. I'm going to go down from verse 17. It says, we must no longer live as the unbelieving Gentiles live. And yet he was addressing Christians. Praise the Lord. He's addressing us too. We should no longer live like them. How do they live? He says they live in the futility of their minds and in the foolishness and emptiness of their souls. Praise the Lord. And I'm looking up futility, pointlessness, or uselessness of their mind. Their minds were fruitless, vain, ineffective. Praise the Lord. He says we should no longer live like that. He was addressing them. Christians, he's still addressing us today. No longer. Why? Praise the Lord. We were like them before we came to Christ. We lived in the futility of our minds. We were doing whatever our desires was. We granted everything to our body. Whatever we desired, we took it. Praise the Lord. We should no longer live like that in the futility of our minds and in the foolishness and emptiness of our souls. Praise the Lord. And I said before, let's look at Ephesians 2, verse 3. In the past, all of us lived like that, trying to please our sinful selves. We did all the things our bodies and minds wanted. Like everyone else in the world, we deserve to suffer God's anger just because of the way we are. Praise the Lord. But then, praise the Lord. So this is how we were before. We're just like them. We were living in what? Futility of our minds. Useless. The minds were just useless. In ineffectiveness of our mind. Our minds just vain. Praise the Lord. And you say we shouldn't live like that anymore. Amen. And why? So now that we've heard him, we heard his voice, and then he came to him and he saved us. And where we were, say, why can't you rejoice in the salvation? Now we are no longer like that, like we used to be before. We are one with the new creation. Praise the Lord. 2 Corinthians 5:17. It says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, that is grafted in, joined to him by faith in him as Savior, is a new creature, reborn and renewed by the Holy Spirit. The old things, the previous moral and spiritual condition have passed away. Your new things have come because spiritual awakening brings a new life. Why would you not dance about this? So this new person that you are is already renewed by the Holy Spirit. You're already renewed by the Holy Spirit. Everything you before is over. God has a brand new person. That's who you are. Paul told him, he said, I don't know what you're talking about. The one that did that thing is dead and God is not me. Praise the Lord. Because he realized he was walking in that revelation, that he was a new creation. You walk in this revelation. That you're a new, that is who you are. Praise the Lord. Everything old, he says, your past, previous moral and spiritual condition have passed away. Whatever it was, all the desire, all the loss, everything says has passed away. Believe it. If God said that's who you are, that's who you are. Praise the Lord. Do you have a problem with that? You have a problem with that? I don't have a problem with that. Praise the Lord. So we want to thank God for his love. He gave us his son. We thank him for the Lord Jesus who made everything possible by going to that cross. It's all about the cross. Pastor was saying this, and I said, Pastor, please preach on. I don't have to come up here again. Praise the Lord. It's all about the cross of Christ. That's how we inherit all these things became ours, because he went to that cross. It's finished work. The work was finished. It is over. It's done with. You can't add anything to it. You can't remove anything. It's a done thing. His death, his burial, resurrection, they speak for us. Praise the Lord. It's the answer to every problem we have. That's what I was saying this morning. It is the answer. Whatever else, whatever problem, go there. The answer is what? In the cross, in the death and burial and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Amen. Be better than that. Praise God. So we once lived in that situation of mind. And guess what? Now that we're born again, we are renewed by the Holy Spirit. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 2:16. That mind that was futile, that was useless, that was vain. 1 Corinthians 2:16, it says, for who can know the Lord's thoughts? Who knows enough to teach him? But we understand these things. For we have the mind of. Does the mind of Christ. Is it useless? We're no longer there. If they can't, praise the Lord. He says, we now have the mind of Christ. I want you to believe whatever he says. He means it. If you don't mean it, it's not going to work for you. Praise the Lord. You have the mind of Christ. Praise God. I was talking with my sister some time ago. I think she had said something and I forgot. I think my siblings back home called and they wanted something. They informed me and they took back information, shared with my siblings here. And I totally forgot of it. I think that thing came when it was time. Then I remember. So I was talking to my younger sister. I said, this thing, I forgot. He said, this is the second time you're forgetting. He said, you know, I had that problem once before. And my daughter was listening to Joseph Prince. And she said, Prince was saying something about forgetting and everything. He said, no, don't accept it. Something you know before, but somehow so she said her
Jesus. I'm speaking.
So me, I'm speaking to you. I have the mind of Christ.
Praise the Lord.
As it is, so am I. So my mind is alert. It's, you know, I'm very, very alert. Praise, I remember everything. I do not forget it. I have the mind of Christ. And every day, as much as I remember, once I forget anything, I start to fight. Praise the Lord. You need to know who you are. Praise God. God has done everything. You have the mind of Christ. And that mind is very fruitful. It is not fruitless. Amen. Use it. Think like Him. Amen. So it says again that they were living in the foolishness and emptiness of their souls. That was how we were before. But guess what? 3 John 1:2.
He says, "Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in every way, and that your body may keep well, even as I know your soul keeps well and prospers."
Why different? Whose soul are we talking about? Yours. It's no longer fruitless. It's no longer empty. But today, by virtue of the finishing of the cross of Calvary, your soul is prosperous. Amen. It's a radical change. It's a radical change. If you accept it, it works for you. It's the ball is in your court. The choice is yours. Praise the Lord. Whom do you choose? Whose report shall you believe? Whose report will you believe? The report of the Lord. If God says, "I am this," that's what I am. If He says, "I can do this," I can do it. Praise the Lord. And when you believe it, you begin to think like that. It begins to work for you. Amen. So again, in that same Ephesians, he talks about hardness of the heart, darkness, ignorance, licentiousness, futile behavior, and all that stuff. But the culprit there, the biggest problem was hardness of the heart. He says because their hearts were hardened. Praise God. So the heart refers to our total inner being. It includes, that's how the Bible talks about it. The mind, the emotions, the will. That's how the Bible talks about it. Praise the Lord. And then the Bible says, do not harden your heart like they did. We should not harden we should avoid hardness of heart. We need to submit our hearts to God's word. Whenever the word of God is coming from the pulpit, from the Sunday school, from Bible study, wherever in your home, you're listening, you need to do what? To submit your heart to God's word. Always. Praise the Lord. He says, today, if you hear His voice, that's an object today. Today, you don't procrastinate obedience. I'm going to pray, but later I'll stop doing this. No, no. He says, today, even as you're hearing this voice right now, do not harden your heart. Let your heart be tender so you can receive what God has for you today. Praise the Lord. And that seed that is sown, believe me, that seed is going to germinate. If you take a deep root in you, in me, as we live here, our lives will not be the same again. We're going to have what? Increase. 100-fold. That's what it will produce in Jesus' name. So again, we should try to avoid hardness of heart. We should always make sure that our hearts are in the proper relationship with God. Hebrews 3:10 says, they always go astray in their hearts. It says, they always go astray in their hearts. Whenever, wherefore, I was with that generation, it said, they do err, always err in their hearts, and they have not known my ways. They always err. You see, my own translation is different from that one. I didn't know. Praise the Lord. So this, I should use this one. Praise the Lord. So we always go astray in our hearts, but we should not let that happen. Our thoughts, if they go astray, our heart follows. Because the impression, what you have in your mind, you keep thinking about that stuff, the conviction takes place in your heart, and you begin to act like that. Because as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. It starts from your mind. Praise the Lord. We must be careful to allow what we allow into our hearts. Be careful for your thinking. Proverbs 4:23. It says, be careful what you think, because your thoughts run your thoughts do what? They run your life. Be careful what you think. I'm warning, telling this morning, be careful what you allow into your heart. Be careful what you allow to linger in your mind. If those thoughts are negative to what God says, the word of God says, take it captive. Praise the Lord. Take it captive. after that, Paul tells us, he says, no longer live in the futility of your mind. And he goes down to verse 20 to give us the reason. He says, we see, he says, you did not so learn Christ. You did not so learn Christ. The ERV says, for that way of life is nothing like what you learned when you came to know Christ. Praise the Lord. That old way of life was not what you learned. When you came to the saving knowledge of the truth, you got born again. Praise the Lord. You heard him, you came, you got born again. And what happened then? We were filled with the Holy Spirit. And then we continue learning at his feet. We continue, because that's what we knew before. It's not what, you know, you're not going to go with what you knew before. You now continue to learn. To learn. You need to come to Bible study so you can continue to. That's a discipleship. You need to be discipled. Praise the Lord. And you've not so learned Christ. Know what you're doing. You came to him, you heard him, and you were taught by him. Where will you be taught? As you come here, Bible study, you're here. From the school, you're there. Every family, our life center, you're there. All these ministries under our education. Yes. All those ministries under our Christian education, all those departments under the Christian education ministry, they are there for you. So you can use them. You didn't learn this. What did you learn from Christ? Come to Bible study. Come to Sunday school. Go to Life Center. So you will learn what you're supposed to learn. Praise the Lord. You have other areas too that you can even take advantage of. The women's meeting, you know what we do there? We learn, we're being taught every day. The family forum. Believe me, this morning we were talking family, right? Relationship, parents, in-law, daughters, in-law, in-laws. There's so much. If you see two people, if you happen to be in the midst of like 10 couples, and if only one of them or two attend family forum, believe me, when they talk, you can say, this one is different. The way they live. I thank God for all our new, our young couples. They are looking at me, Sandra. You saw Mike did here the last time with Sandra. Look at them. You should see all of them, the way they behave, the way they talk. It's quite different. You can tell that these ones are really. Look at this one. He's looking at me, Onyali. And the husband doesn't look at himself. Praise the Lord. When they talk, you will know. My daughter is there, Gina, and so forth. They are there. And looking at, look, Watuku and the wife. Oops. How many of them will I name? Elijah, did you hear him this morning? That's such a blessing. Amen. So you can tell the difference. And even the older adults that attend family forum, when they talk, you will know. Praise the Lord. In fact, any of them, boom, can be a marriage counselor. I tell you that. Praise the Lord. Because when they open their mouth, what falls out? Is everything that God has said about your relationship. Amen. So now that we've come to Christ, what is the first thing he wants us to do? That is verse 24. Verse 22. What is the first thing that he has asked us to do now that we came to him? He says, change your looks. Change your clothes. Now that you've come to him, you're no longer that old person. Change your garments. Have you been in line with who you are? Praise the Lord. Can we read Ephesians 4, 22 to 24? Ephesians 4, 22.
It says, strip yourselves of your former nature. Put off and discard your old and renewed self, which characterized your previous manner of life and becomes corrupt through lust and desires that spring from pollution, and be constantly renewed in the spirit of your mind, having a fresh mental and spiritual attitude, and put on the new nature, the regenerate self, created in God's image, God-like, in true righteousness and holiness. Praise the Lord.
old self, completely discard it, and then put on the new nature. Praise the Lord, the new self. In other words, change your clothes. In other words, change your clothes. Praise God. Take off the old man and put on the new man. Let's see. What are these two garments he's talking about? These two kinds of garments. The old and the new. Let us look at Colossians 3, verse 8 to 11 to see what he's talking about. He says to put off.
But now, put away and rid yourselves. Read with me. But now, put away and rid yourselves completely of all these things: anger, rage, bad feelings toward others, curses and slander, and foul-mouthed abuse and shameful utterances from your lips. Do not lie to one another, for you have stripped off the old, unregenerate self with its evil practices, and have clothed yourself with the new spiritual self, which is ever in the process of being renewed and remolded into fuller and more perfect knowledge upon knowledge, after the image, the likeness of Him who created it. In this way, in this new creation, there's no room for, and there can be neither Greek nor Jew, uncircumcised nor uncircumcised, nor difference between nations, barbarians, who are the most savage of all, nor slave or free man, but Christ is all and in all, everything and everywhere to all men, without distinction of person.
Praise the Lord. So this thing now tells you, the old man, you can see all those things there. He says, put away anger, emotion, wrath, malice, all these attitudes. So put them away. So what is this old man? You can see from where we're reading now, it's all those bunch of attitudes, the whole pack of attitudes and emotions and practices that was part of us before. Praise the Lord. He said we should put them away. Amen. So I ask you today, husband, I ask you, wife,
today we are looking at the brothers and sisters-in-law, siblings-in-law, parents and children.
Did you hear what he says you should do? He says you must put away the old bunch of attitudes, put away anger and rage. That rage, that violent, uncontrollable anger.
You know, some of us are so into it that we don't even know that people are scared of us. They don't want to come around you because they don't know what they will do, and then you go up. And people are, they don't want to come across you. They don't want to have anything to do with you.
Hey, sister. They try to do what? Not
cross your path. Praise the Lord. Anger.
He says, put it away.
Husband, put it away. Wife, put it away.
Children, put it away. Praise the Lord. Put away temper, resentment. You know, some people, even if you didn't say good morning, resentment don't come. Even if you forgot to, resentful. You just resent and resent. People are afraid to deal with you. I don't even know if I tell her to, this thing doesn't look good. She will resent me. Is that a good thing? People are avoiding you. And they laugh, they smile when they see you, but they don't want to cross your path. Praise the Lord. Put it away. Malice. Ha! The intention or desire to do evil. Husband, put it away. When you are dealing with your wife, put it away. When you are dealing with your husband, children, parents, put it away. When you are dealing with each other, sisters and brothers, he says to them, we should put it, this is the old dress, old garment. You're done with it. And put on the new one that God made for you now. Praise the Lord. Slander. You make false and damaging statements about someone. Some of us have degrees now. Even if they don't ask you, you know, I'm praying for her. You know, two of us are partners. We pray together. You know, because the way she talks, you don't even know what is going on in her workplace. But she must be her. I know. That one, just. She's your prayer partner. The way we slander. obscene, abusive, filthy, vulgar language from your mouth.
Some of us will talk, and others will plead the blood of Jesus.
Oh, God.
What comes of this girl's mouth? You feel like you're even defined. Praise the Lord. And we just can't help ourselves. But it says, put it away. You know why? Because we're a new creature. We're going to get into it. We're a different person. But change that garment. Change it. Praise the Lord. Change it. You see, you can't have old wine and a new wine in the same patch. The old one will burst, isn't it? Praise the Lord. It was used for the law and grace, right? The same thing is happening here. A good work of grace God has done in us. Don't go begin to live like when you are under the law. Praise the Lord. Change your clothes. You know, let us look at MSG, the version. It will help me preach it to you. Maybe our own is old fashioned language. You want to use. Let's see this. Okay. You have it. MSG. Okay. I just read it from here. It says, is there? I wanted you to read it with me. It says, okay, don't lie to one another. You are done with that old life. It's like a filthy set of ill-fitting clothes you've stripped off and put in the fire. Now you're dressed in a new wardrobe. Every item of your new way of life is custom made by the Creator. It's custom made by the Creator with his label on it. And the old fashions are now what? Obsolete. Praise the Lord. It says everything that God has done, this new wardrobe, is custom made. You know what I mean of custom made? Just for you, specifically for you. Fitted just for you. It's not ready made that, you know, just mass production. No, custom made for you. Praise the Lord. Just fit you. And it has this label on each of it. Praise God. It says, and the old fashions are now obsolete. It's out of, you know, it's no longer in vogue. It's outdated. Praise the Lord. The new fashion is for you to wear your garment that was made by the Lord, by God himself. It says words like Jewish and non-Jewish, religious, irreligious, insider and outsider, that's what we do. Uncivilized and cow, slave and free mean and nothing. They mean nothing. From now on, everyone is defined by Christ. Every one of us is included in Christ. Praise the Lord. It says make no distinction because believers are equal in Christ without distinction. Amen. We need to get that into our heads. Amen. Let's look at 2 Corinthians 5, 15 to 17. It says, From now on, we regard no one from a human point of view according to worldly standards and values. No, we don't do that anymore. Though we have known Christ from a human point of view, now we no longer know him in this way. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, that is grafted, we've done it before, joined to him by faith. He said that person is a new one, creation. Begin to see yourself like that. You're really a new creation. And he has said it. You need to do what? Just accept it. Move on. Praise the Lord. I mean, it can be better than this. Amen. So, no more distinction. You to the way you look at people should be the same way. You should look at people the same way. It doesn't matter where they are spiritually. It doesn't mean where they are up there. Whether they are timbers and jing-jing, brother or sister. No, since we are all what? Equal in Christ. No distinction. Amen. You have to treat everybody accordingly. Amen. So now says, put on the new person. And I'm beginning to ask, what is this new person? Let us go again to Colossians 3:12. You know, I have it always in the two translations, my favorite translations. Colossians 3:12. Says, so as God's own chosen people who are holy, set apart, sanctified for his purpose, and well beloved by God himself, put on a heart of compassion, kindness. You see, they put on again, right? You saw put on before. Now you are seeing what? Put on. This is the new garment. They put on a heart of compassion. Maybe this line you have compassion. A heart of kindness. Here you have kindness. A heart of humility, maybe the strength. A heart of gentleness, maybe the talk. A heart of patience. Praise the Lord.
which has the power to endure whatever injustice or pleasantness comes with good temper. No matter the injustice, this new person is not moved. They're dead flat. They don't respond. There's no matter the injustice or pleasantness that comes, you will endure it with God. Good temper. Praise the Lord. I was once in the school, you know, my alma mater, thank God for my mommy here in the Lord, and my mother in school, my senior prefect, my teacher, mommy, a better come. Praise the Lord. And our old girls, Okunano. Old girls, arise and shine. Amen. So, somebody can eat his heart out. Right? Eat your heart out. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Then, in, you know, Okunano, old girls, association, you know, maybe I think I forgot what I was going to say. Remind me where was what I was talking about. He doesn't want me to remember. What was I talking about? Praise God. Association. I say, teacher, I forgot. I'll get back to that. Amen. I got excited and I forgot. Oh girls, amen. So he says, you've been chosen, put on this thing. This new person that has the power to endure whatever injustice or pleasantness comes. And you endure it with good temper. With good temper. It doesn't matter how bad. It doesn't matter what it is. But if you put on this new man, okay, I now remember. Praise the Lord. We have a teacher then. She was a good Christian lady. And we just started. And then, Mrs. Okabwe. And then these unbelievers, who are sisters and brothers are in the staff room. I was in the staff room, but this is it. I think it was from my school. So things will happen. And there's a woman there that I just described a while ago. You dare not cross her path. We all want to be friends with her. All the Christians want to be friends with her. But she will tell you everything. Both the ones who want to know, the ones who don't want to know. She will tell you old and new. Like, you know, our Igbo Adis, what go chain off. Praise the Lord. So then, everybody avoided her. Until one day something happened. And one of the sisters just lost her cool. Praise the Lord. And then she started talking. And then do you know what they did? All those, the ones, the unbelievers, I don't believe in, you know, co-staff. They said, why would she even respond to this person? And the way they respond, they think they are something. They think they are better. The way this person, they think they are better. And what this woman did, it was beyond pardon. It takes only, and then, okay, listen. So one of our mommies said, ha, why would you guys say that? She said, but if it is Sokabwe, she will not react. We know her. She will not say, she will say, that's like, is that like something that cannot respond, right? She can never respond because she's dead. Why can't we all behave like that? And then one of our mommies says and said, ha, why would you even compare her with others? She's an unusual Christian. Praise the Lord. So, you should be that unusual Christian. Praise the Lord. Now, whatever comes, you're unreacting. Don't be a reactant. Just be unreacting. Praise the Lord. You will not react. If you are a new man, you put on this new person we're talking about. That is the result. Praise the Lord. There was one lady that was matured in the Lord. Amen. No matter what you do, she tells me that she's a corpse. She can't react to anything. A corpse does not react. Praise the Lord. Let this be our portion, even as you put on this new man. Amen. So this new person is a pack of attitudes, like we've seen, and emotions and practices that we must become. Praise the Lord. We must put on this. It's of vital importance. Very crucial. Amen. It's not an option. It's a requirement. You just have to put it on. Amen. If you don't have that garment on, you know what happened in that the marriage feast. Let us look at Matthew 22:11-14. You need to dress in the wardrobe that God has picked out for you. Let's see what happened there. Matthew 22:11. He says, but when the king came in to see the dinner guests, he saw a man there who was not dressed appropriately in wedding clothes. And he said, friend, how did you come in here without wearing the wedding clothes that were provided for you? And the man was speechless and without excuse. Then the king said to the attendants, tie him hand and foot and throw him into the darkness outside. In that place, there will be weeping over sorrow and pain. grinding of teeth over distress and anger, for many are called, invited, summoned, but few are chosen. Praise the Lord. You need to put on this garment that Christ has himself done what picked out for you. The question is, how do you now put on this pack of attitudes and emotions and practices that is created by God? How do you put on all these attitudes and emotions, everything that is created by God? It's not a self-improvement thing, okay, I must improve. No. It's not about I must do this, I must do that. No. How do you put it on? It's a work of grace. Praise the Lord. It is not you. It is not you. It is not you. He does it himself by his spirit. Praise the Lord. That is why you see the difference between grace and law. He used to, when I was a baby, I used to think about that. You know, I read something by, I think it was, it's not your issue. It was Lee Watchman, Watchman Lee. He was talking to say something about this old man. It keeps ringing in my ear. He said, the law is good, it's perfect. Yes. And grace is good. Grace is also, and the law is also good. He said, but the thing is this. Grace demands something. The Lord demands it as well. Praise the Lord. But what happens? The Lord does not give you a clue, does not give you a hand to it. But grace comes along and does it all. What will be better than that? He wants you to be holy. He has created you holy. Praise the Lord. He wants you to do this. But he has made it for you. Praise the Lord. What is the problem with us? That is grace. We don't merit it. Let us look at Ephesians 2:10. Let's go ahead and read. For we are his workmanship, his own master work, a work of art, created in Christ Jesus, reborn from above, spiritually transformed, renewed, ready to be used for good works, which God prepared for us beforehand, taking paths which he set, so that we would walk in them, living in the good life which he prearranged and made ready for us. Praise the Lord. If this is not grace, what is it? You see, the law will say, don't do this, don't do that. But grace says, don't do this. And then he comes back and he does what? He does the work. Praise the Lord. All you need to do is to do what? Walk in it. And we're going to see how. Praise the Lord. So I'm asking us today, this masterpiece that is created by God in true righteousness and holiness. So how can you go beyond the anger and the rage and the envy and the malice to be this person that does be so reactive, that wears kindness, that wears purity, this one that is created in righteousness and holiness. Husband, how can your thoughts, when you think about your wife, when you think about your husband, children and parents, siblings, brother, how can your thoughts be created by God? How can you walk in such a way? How can you get it to be created by God? Those things you think about others. How can you line it up and begin to think like that? Those attitudes that you have. You know, you walk up and say, you have an attitude. That's fine. It better be the Bible attitude. Praise the Lord. How can all those things, your attitude towards another sister, do they spell God? Is that how God acts? Praise the Lord. How can you, your actions, the way you react when something happens, that action, is it created by God? How can we get past this place where we get angry, where we get into a rage, fly into this rage? How do we get past this place? Praise the Lord. And be that masterpiece that God has created. And put on the garment, the masterpiece he has designed. Praise the Lord. Let us see Ephesians 4:23. You see? It says, instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. So who renews your thoughts and attitudes? The Spirit. Are you the one doing it? You cannot force it. It's not by works, by performance that you are attending a million and one program. No. You have to come to the place where you let the Spirit yield and let the Spirit do it by himself. How it is God that is working it out from inside out. says, let the Spirit do what? Renew your thoughts. King James said, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Praise the Lord. That is how you come. You see, it's just there. It's just like sandwiched between those three passages. He says, put off the old man. Be continually renewed. And then put on the new man. There is no way you can be transformed and renewer. That's what he's saying there. Praise the Lord. You cannot get from that old man to the new man if you do not renew your mind. Praise the Lord. Christ has done everything for us. He has gone to the cross. He resurrected again. Praise the Lord. And he has done, he went there because of us. He had no sin. No sin was found. He died because of you and I. He paid the complete price. Praise the Lord. Christ did it all. He has provided everything we need. Everything we need, he has provided. That's provision. And we as Christians, what do we do? All the years we live, all we need to do, very important, is to continue to renew our mind. Continue to renew your mind. You begin thinking in line with what God said he has done. Begin thinking in line with what God said you are. Begin thinking in line with what God said you can do. Think in line with what God said you have. Praise the Lord. Renew your mind. He says, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. You see, we have an old way of thinking, a thinking process. You have to reprogram your mind. Delete all those worldly ideas, knowledge, and everything. And begin to do what? Replace it with the word of God. Reprogramming your mind. Reprogramming your mind. Renewing your mind with the word of God. As you continue to, it is your responsibility when you come to Christ. All you need to is to continue to renew your mind on everything that has been done. The finished work of the cross. That way you cannot appropriate it. Praise the Lord. And begin to enjoy it. But until you renew your mind, you cannot get beyond that old man to the new man. That's the renewal of mind. Let's look at Romans 12. Romans 12. It says, and do not be conformed. I don't see that. Something blocks me. Okay. You guys can read it. Transformed, changed by the entire renewal of your mind, by its new ideas, its new attitudes, so that you may prove for yourselves what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect in his plan and purpose for you. Praise the Lord. Transformation will not come before the renewal of mind. Renewal of mind is what leads to transformation. That's what he's saying. You want to be transformed into this new man. Your mind needs to be renewed. No longer think as the world does. Do not be conformed to their method of thinking, but be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Praise the Lord. Transformation comes progressively. Your change progressively as you mature spiritually by the renewing of your mind, focusing on godly values and ethical attitudes, that you may prove for yourself what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable. Praise the Lord. When you say transformation, I think of the butterfly. You all, you biologists in a sense, you know about the butterfly, right? That goes from that little ugly egg, right? Then it goes to the larva, then to the pupa, then to the full mature butterfly, all beautiful. Praise the Lord. That's your transformation. If you're here today, no matter the stage where you are, you begin to renew your mind. You are going from the larva to the pupa, to the larva to the egg, to the, from the egg to the larva to the pupa, to what? The full-blown butterfly. And that is your portion. Amen. But you need to renew your mind. And then I begin to ask, Jesus, help me. I'm not going to have you. Renewal of mind. It's a change of character. Praise the Lord. It means to replace that error-prone worldly knowledge with the infallible word of God. That's what renewal of mind is. And then, it is done. Let's see, how do you do it? It is done by the Holy Spirit. It says, let the Spirit renew your mind. the mind is very, very important to the Christian. Our mind is very important. Because I was talking to my beloved sister and Ken. I was telling her, I said, you know what? Our success in life, the victories we have in life, the defeats, they're all proportional. They're based on how much we renew our mind. Praise the Lord. Yes. It's based. You see, I was telling her that you can't even separate this renewal of mind with faith. Your faith is your victory, right? And you have to walk in faith. Say, the just shall live by faith. You shall live by the renewal of your mind. So as you renew your mind, now you can choose those things that are good and acceptable God's purpose to your mind. Amen. When you begin to renew your mind, he says, now you are thinking like God. Praise the Lord. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Praise the Lord. If you want victory over this situation, whatever it is you're passing through, renew your mind with the word of God concerning that situation. Sickness, renew your mind. What did the Bible say? Renew your mind with it. What did the doctor say? Forget it. You believe the report of what? God. About that financial position, renew your mind with the word of God. That child, renew your mind. He says, be transformed. Be transformed. Come to that place where God wants you to be as you renew your mind. As you do what? You cannot escape it. There's no two ways about it. Renewal of mind is the place to be as a child of God. Because God has done, Christ has done everything, provided everything. But before you can appropriate it, you need to begin to do what? Renew your mind. Amen. I can see it speaking with faith. Amen. So watch out what you're feeding your mind with. The things you're watching, the things you're listening to. Watch out. You know that this old adage I say that, you know, your thoughts leads to your words, and then your actions, then your attitude, then your character. It is true. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. If you renew your mind to begin to think like God, everything that God said is yours, will be yours. Amen. You are agreeing with God. That's what it means. And then the place of the Holy Spirit is that he is the agent. He is the one that God uses. He's the one that does the work, not you. Let me put it this way. He's the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. Let's look at Ephesians. We saw it 4:23. Let the Spirit renew your mind. Titus 3:5. He saved us, so you can see the place of the Holy Spirit in this mind renewal. He saved us, not because of any works of righteousness that we had done, but because of his own pity and mercy by the cleansing bath of the new bath, regeneration, and renewing of the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. All you need to do is to fill your mind. Keep reading. Keep renewing your mind. Keep reading the word of God. As you're reading it, it's being, you know, God begins to progressively change your mind by his Holy Spirit. He keeps changing your mind and changing your mind to be in line with the word of God. Praise the Lord. Let's see 2 Corinthians 3:18. It says, and we all with unveiled face. Okay. With unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord who is the Spirit. You want to be, you know, the image of God be formed in you. Begin to renew your mind. Let the Holy Spirit, as you fill your mind with the word of God every day, feeding it with the word of God, what the Holy Spirit taking you from one level of glory, from one level of glory, from one degree of glory to another degree. Amen. Praise the Lord. So be transformed. Be transformed. Amen. So we're going to look at the benefits of the mind. But you know what? I think I'm going to stop here today. Praise the Lord. That's my in-law. I asked him to sit in front of the chair because we did in-law today. He ran away. He ran. He promised. He told me, he said, I will not be here. Now I'll be traveling. I will not be here. I said, you'll be here. You're my in-law. They will see how you give us, what you do for us. And all those coins. Naira coins. He gave us Nigerian coins. And my husband went and used it. He didn't even know it was. He was cracking up. He said, I got you there. Praise the Lord. Do sing, please come up. Praise the Lord. We're going to end with a song. And then, do sing. Is she here? praise the Lord.